The latest from podnews.net. Nielsen, a US research company, have released their new total audience report that says that 19% of US adults listen to podcasts each week, and 45% of smart speaker owners claim to listen to podcasts and audiobooks on them. You'll find a full link to download that in our newsletter today. Here's an exclusive for you. NPR's RAD analytics standard, which we reported on yesterday, will be supported by Hindenburg, the audio editor built for audio journalists. Chris Motz, their CEO, tells Pod News that both Hindenburg Journalist Pro and Hindenburg Broadcaster will include a feature to add RAD tags and the related metadata, and that the release will be made this Friday afternoon. Meanwhile, Marco Arment, the creator of Overcast, has confirmed in a series of tweets that he won't be supporting the RAD analytics standard. "I won't be supporting any listener behavior tracking specs in Overcast," he says. "Podcasters get enough data from your IP address when you download episodes." Now, what NPR show is about to make it on TV?
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz.
The broadcaster is working with Wilshire Studios, a part of NBC Universal. It's the second time a TV version of the show has been attempted. In the UK, BBC Radio 4's The News Quiz was made as a successful TV show in 1990. It's called Have I Got News For You, and it still airs today. Radio Days Europe, a conference in Switzerland in late March, has just announced many more speakers, including our editor, James Cridland, that's me, Tom Webster from Edison Research, and ideas guru Wade Kingsley, who tells us that brainstorming is nonsense, or words to that effect. And this man has the power to launch a number of podcasts with Stitcher in the new year.
You have the power and ability to choose what you want in your life. You have the power and ability to choose your personal truth.
He is, of course, Dr. Phil. Fill in the Blanks launches on the 8th of January. And earlier this year, Dr. Phil McGraw achieved 100 weeks as the US's most watched talk show. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.